Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and I am so excited to go talk about technology and construction. And starting off by giving credit where credit is due, go back to show 186 titled Investing in Construction's Digitized Future, where we had the pleasure of having Dr. Ray Levitt, the operating partner at Blackhorn Venture, come in and talk with the Art of Construction. And it was such an inspiring conversation. We were thinking, well, who do we want to talk on the podcast from Ray? And we said, well, let's ask Ray who we should talk with. And on that podcast and on this podcast, I have Matt McMullen back in with me. Welcome back, Matt. And are you excited to build from show 186 with Ray, where we got a lot of lessons learned out of that one, huh?
Yeah, and a great recommendation from Ray. Ray, as we joke about, is the smartest guy we know. And if he likes Dan Blanket Toggle, then we want to like him and get to know him too.
Awesome. Well, we're going to get to go and have a conversation with Dan Blank, who is the CEO and founder of Toggle Industries. So what is Toggle all about? Tribe, Toggle is building new technology to increase safety, efficiency, and productivity for the world's most consumed building materials. And that is reinforced concrete. And so we're going to talk about construction robotics with Dan. And my perspective for this whole thing is to say concrete reinforced with steel is the basic building block for large-scale construction. And we're hearing all this stuff about carbon and all these different things. How do we talk about augmenting this? And what is Toggle doing to help with this? Matt, what's your perspectives for today?
You know, the thing I'm interested in here with Toggle is you and I have had many conversations about where disruption is going to happen in the AEC industry. And Dan is like exhibit one of where disruption is coming from, who's someone who's outside the industry. So talk a little bit about that. Talk with Dan about what should we be automating and then future strategies for his company. And then just a pretty simple one. What the heck is Toggle? Can we define that name?
Well, without further ado, let's get in and let's toggle back and forth and have as much fun as possible with Dan. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
That would be coffee.
Coffee. All right. And anything after coffee, after a hard day of getting all your robots to perform?
Yeah, I definitely shouldn't drink coffee all day long. So I would say the coldest possible water would be my second.
All right. That. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Vienna, Austria is definitely on top of my list. I really love that city.
Wow. Give us one story from going there.
Well, actually, it ties into Toggle because it was on a construction site just outside of Vienna, Austria, where I first watched wind turbine foundations being assembled and the rebar and reinforced concrete process there. So that's part of the reason that it holds a special place in my heart. But I love the food there, love the cafes, love walking around the city. It's a really beautiful, beautiful place.
Cool. And what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're going to talk about breaking down with concrete that we passionately call the AOC?
Oh, I love to be outdoors. I like to be in the woods, hiking, swimming, you know, anything outside.
Cool. Well, we got to know a little bit about Dan. What is your story that led you to becoming the CEO and co-founder of Toggle?
So as Matt alluded to, I definitely am an outsider to the construction industry and to robotics as well. I actually have a graphic design background, and I ran a digital design agency in New York City prior to founding Toggle. And I think that in many ways, what I learned in design actually prepared me well to come into the construction industry as an outsider. You know, what we would do on all of our projects would really be to spend a lot of time with a client who had a particular challenge, you know, usually in communications or in branding or in digital tools on the web. And, you know, we'd really ask a lot of questions and get to understand their business and start to form a picture of, you know, what the possibilities were. And then it was all about bringing in, experts in different disciplines like web technology and user experience and user interface and, you know, communications, and bringing together that multidisciplinary team to build a solution. And I think it's that design process that really equipped me actually to come into the construction industry. And so, as I mentioned, I had the opportunity to be on a construction site for wind energy and saw this process of installing rebar by hand, things started to click that maybe there were some, you know, better options, different ways to do this. And that really was the initial spark of inspiration. And I don't think that, you know, I would have been thinking that way if I hadn't had the design background.
Awesome. So how did you first start Toggle and kind of get your shop going then?
Well, we had an initial, you know, theory that robotics was going to play a part in making rebar a more efficient material to work with. And so we actually really had to do two things at once. We had to learn more about rebar and the way that, you know, rebar fits into the construction value chain and how you run a business, you know, around rebar, and how to, you know, basically how to fit into the way that reinforced concrete gets built. But we also had to do the same thing around industrial robotics, because we knew that they were very effective in the manufacturing space. Like if you were to go to a car factory, or if you go to the iPhone factory or something like that, you'd see industrial robots, you know, doing all kinds of tasks, you know, very, very efficiently. And so we had to learn about both those things. And so on the robotic side, we spent a lot of time in academic labs where, you know, in particular at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, in New York, where they have some robotics and they have a digital design and fabrication program. And we were very fortunate to get access to robots there to begin doing some experimentation. But then on the rebar side, you know, it was really, you know, starting with the status quo, starting with the way things are done now. And so my co-founder Ian and I actually set up a traditional rebar pre-tying operation, which is basically using manual labor, the old-fashioned way to assemble rebar cages for projects around Brooklyn, like, you know, small apartment buildings and that sort of thing. And so we really got hands-on with the material and, you know, learned a lot of the trade and got to work with some folks who'd been in the trade for a really long time. And, you know, I think that, you know, that goes back to that design thinking approach where, you know, step number one is just to immerse yourself in the way things that, you know, the way that things are currently done and really understand why they're done that way and, you know, what the conventional wisdom is.
So now to jump into the really important stuff, which is how did you come up with the name Toggle? Because it, you know, I would not put Toggle together with reinforced concrete and rebar. So can you tell us a little bit about that story, the inspiration for it?
Sure. Well, you know, coming from a design and branding background, I think a lot about, you know, naming as an important part of the company. And with Toggle, you know, we were thinking about a process that certainly a very physical one. You know, we're talking about the built environment. It's not just technology that's, you know, software driven. We're talking about steel and we're talking about buildings and infrastructure and we're talking about industrial robots. So we wanted to really describe that we're doing a physical process, and a toggle is a, you know, a type of switch or a type of connection that allows you to, you know, physically, you know, flip a switch back and forth. And that switching, that going, you know, from one thing to another was also a really key concept for us, because rebar is a system that really allows you to customize the reinforcement for whatever you're building, you know, according to the structure that you're building, which means that it's never quite done the same from one job to the next. You need a lot of flexibility. You couldn't just mass produce you know, rebar and then put it into a lot of buildings. You really have to put it together according to what the job requires. And so on that front, Toggle really represented the flexibility, you know, of what we're doing, that it's, you know, it's still very much a bespoke process that can go, you know, in whichever direction our customer needs it to.
All right, well, let's keep toggling back and forth here. So what is the foundational material used with Toggle?
So, you know, as you mentioned, reinforced concrete is just by far the most consumed construction material. We actually consume more concrete on this planet than any other material besides water. And that's because it provides the structure of virtually everything we build. And what most people don't think about if they're not involved with rebar is that whenever you see concrete, particularly in a structural sense, there's always rebar. There's always steel reinforcement inside of it to give it that tensile strength. And so the method that we build with reinforced concrete, you know, has been around for a really long time, has always relied upon manual labor to put the rebar in place. You know, typically it's shipped to the site loose and then it's installed or assembled by a team of iron workers. And what Toggle's doing is taking that process and accelerating it. And basically the way we're doing that is by prefabricating or pre-assembling some of those rebar shapes off the construction site so that when they arrive there, they can be put into place faster and we can pour concrete faster and thereby accelerate the whole construction process.
So Devin, you used, when you made that question, you said, you know, what's the foundational material used with Toggle? It's kind of a play on words, right? It's used as a foundation. But when you were talking, one of the things that just jumped into my mind was back when I was getting my master's in architecture, you know, you're taking your structures classes. And one of the things that the structural engineer who was teaching our class always talked about, he'd call reinforced concrete the magic material. And so like you mentioned, it's not only used quite a bit, but it functions so well together. And I don't know that I call it toggling, but it's almost like a symbiosis where you have a structural or a concrete functioning in compression, and then rebar is taking all the tension. To me, it seems like you guys made a pretty wise decision of something that is absolutely so basic to especially commercial, but also residential. Was that a very conscious process for you to think about, hey, this is the magic material we're going to pick to base our business around?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I think that if you're going to introduce a new technology into the construction industry, you know, it's a challenge to change the way things are done. And you have to really bring a lot of value, you know, to the problem, you know, at hand, if you're going to change practices in any way, whether it's big or small. And so for us, we were very excited about the opportunity with rebar because, number one, it is, you know, so ubiquitous. It's really in everything. And, you know, beyond commercial and residential, we really think of it as, you know, the main ingredient for infrastructure. So, you know, all of your systems like energy and transportation and water, you know, they all rely upon reinforced concrete and rebar as a result of that. And so if we're going to put, you know, an enormous amount of energy and investment and, you know, thought into a solution for construction, we wanted to make sure that it was a really big, you know, widespread problem where we could, you know, have an impact on, you know, as many different types of construction projects as possible, and hopefully the largest construction projects as well. So rebar really checks all of those boxes.
Super smart, right? The foundation, that sometimes the non-sexy stuff is like so powerful, it makes it all work. So I'm really curious, how do you use robots and automation with the Toggle process?
Sure. Well, you know, we think of it as going from a purely manual and analog process, which is the traditional way, which would be, you know, looking at drawings, looking at blueprints, and then assembling rebar by hand, to more of a digital process where we're starting with a digital drawing, essentially like a CAD file, for instance, and we're taking data out of that digital drawing and we're feeding it to a digital tool, which is the robot and the robotic work cell, as we call it. And because of that continuity of the information, you have a digital process, you know, from start to finish, and we're sort of connecting the dots that way. And so basically what happens is we will extract geometry from a CAD file, which will tell us, you know, the dimensions and the configuration and, you know, all of the information about what it is we're about to build. And then we run that through some software that we've created called Toggle OS, which allows us to create a unique assembly program, which will tell the industrial robot and some of the other tools and fixtures that we've created to go around it how to assemble that rebar structure. And so, you know, it really is a translation process from a digital drawing to a physical object, and with the robot in the middle doing some of the really key tasks.
Super cool. So the digital and the human connection are truly working together and both doing their best part. Any other shed light of like how does it actually work in the lab or your plant? When you said at the beginning, super smart that you built your traditional rebar tying facility and then you're overlaying this toggle, and kind of talk a little bit more about how that all works.
Sure. Well, the part that we're most focused on is this step of assembly. You know, a lot of people ask us if we're using robots to bend rebar and that sort of thing, and we're actually not. We work with a fabricator who supplies us cut and bent rebar, and we take those parts and we assemble them together into these three-dimensional shapes in a particular sequence and in a particular arrangement. And another question that we get asked a lot and that you alluded to is, you know, where do people fit into this process? And, you know, are we automating this all the way through, or is it some kind of, you know, combination? And it very much is a combination. You know, we've found that with rebar, you know, there's some key things about rebar that make it really difficult for people to work with. It's really heavy. The shapes tend to be, you know, very awkward to manipulate because they might be, you know, a bar that's 20 feet long. And so you need, you know, two people at least to pick it up and move it around. It's also sharp because of the way it's sheared. You know, you have often very sharp edges and it can be rusty and that sort of thing. So it can be a pretty difficult material for people to work with. And so where the robots come in is a lot of that handling. You know, we allow the robots to, you know, literally do the heavy lifting, and with it, a lot of the positioning, which basically means that a person who's working in our process now, you know, isn't going to get as fatigued because they're not lifting the rebar. And they're also not responsible for doing much of the measuring, which is another part of the process that traditionally a person has to do. They have to take out a tape measure and, you know, a piece of chalk or something and mark off, you know, the bars in the way that they're going to fit together. And so the robot does all of that, but we still use people for a lot of the processes, you know, before and after and in between. You know, like for instance, some of our rebar gets welded, some of it gets wire tied. We'll often have people involved in those processes because, you know, people bring a lot of dexterity. They have, you know, a lot of specific experience about how, you know, things should fit together, or little tricks for managing, you know, areas where you have a lot of bars that come together and create a lot of congestion. And so we've found ways for the robots and our, you know, our team of people to work very closely together in a safe way that really focuses just on productivity as opposed to purely just automation.
So Dan, on the AOC show 210, it's titled Material Science Will Advance Construction. And Devin had a conversation with two gentlemen who were talking specifically about their experience with material science. I know you're working with existing materials, you know, concrete, which includes cement, fly ash and other things, and then rebar, which is steel. But where do you see the future of materials going as you are in your process with Toggle?
Sure. Well, one thing I'll say is that we don't see reinforced concrete going away anytime soon as one of the primary, you know, materials for building. You know, there is a lot of innovation happening around materials, but, you know, as you said, this is this sort of, you know, perfect magical material for building large structures. And so, you know, we are very focused on facilitating, you know, the materials that are mainstream today. And that go into all of the buildings and all of the structures today. However, you know, I think there are some really interesting things happening you know, around reinforced concrete, which is essentially a composite. You know, it's right now it's steel and concrete, but it could be, you know, fiberglass and, you know, some other kind of concrete substitute, for instance. And with Toggle, what we really look at our service as is this type of flexible assembly of construction scale materials for a construction purpose. And so, you know, in some ways we see the technology that we're developing as being agnostic to the materials themselves. You know, it doesn't really necessarily matter what we're picking up and putting together. What matters is that we're looking at construction drawings of a structure, and we're taking those components that need to come together and be put together in a very specific way. And we're using very powerful tools in both software and robotics to accomplish that physical task. And so, you know, I think that as we start to see different materials coming together, and we're very, you know, optimistic about materials becoming, you know, increasingly sustainable and reducing, you know, the carbon footprint for the manufacturer of those materials, we think Toggle is going to be really well positioned to continue to, you know, do what we do best, which is, you know, putting together really large scale components as we build structures.
Love it. So you can toggle between different materials that are more sustainable when you build this platform. So what categories of construction does Toggle focus on or serve?
Well, one thing about our business is we are trying to move construction toward a more manufacturing like approach and thought process. And, you know, we're using these industrial robots, which you traditionally would see in automated manufacturing. And so that does drive a lot of the type of projects where we do our best work. You know, we look for projects that tend to be large scale. You know, so they're big projects that consume a lot of rebar. So that might be like high rise buildings in an urban context or infrastructure, you know, as I alluded to, energy, transportation, water, you know, resiliency, these types of categories. And then we also look for repetitive shapes, because that also lends itself toward, you know, digital fabrication and what robots do really well, because, you know, the more pieces we're making, you know, the more efficient we can be, and the higher productivity can be. So we like renewable energy quite a bit, because if you think about a solar installation, for instance, you have, you know, row after row of solar panels, and those are sitting on reinforced concrete foundation elements, or same thing with batteries and the inverters that go in between them. So those tend to be very repetitive and large scale projects. And then urban high rise buildings, you know, we love to do columns, because, you know, if you think about a 60 story building, it's really just a one story building stacked up 60 times. And so you get, you know, very similar columns and beams and floor slabs and, you know, all of these shapes that make up those structures. The taller the building, the more shapes there are for us to make. So those are really the categories or the segments of construction that we focus on.
I love that. And the key to the art of construction here is working together to build the right kit of parts. And that's what I'm learning from Matt and his team on all of our modular projects and putting this all together. To be more sustainable, you have to add more value. And to add more value, you have to make repeatable processes and then partner up with companies like Toggle that have figured out what kit of parts can all better suit and work together, especially in that digital model, to be able to put the output to the physical model. So do you actually bring robots onto construction sites, or can you dig a little bit deeper into the robots?
Sure. Yeah, we get that question quite a bit. And I know that there are quite a few companies that are working to bring robotics to the construction site. But we actually think that one of the major benefits of our approach is that we don't do that, that we are prefab and we work offsite. Because with rebar, you know, you're talking about a material that, you know, as I mentioned before, can be dangerous to handle. It's very heavy. It takes up a lot of space. And what we see happening with construction sites, particularly as they get more urban, is that they tend to be, you know, somewhat chaotic. A lot of congestion, you know, as you have different trades and different materials and different processes. So there's safety concerns. And, you know, particularly in an urban context, you don't have, you know, you have less and less staging area, right? Because you're trying to navigate a city and you're building vertically. And so we actually think that doing our work with our robotic systems in a warehouse type of environment where we can have space and we can have controlled safety systems and we can have reliable power and air and, you know, all of these resources and our people can work indoors and, you know, in a protected environment, that actually benefits our process. And it also benefits our customers because we're doing, you know, we're allowing one less thing to happen on the construction site. So it's freeing up space for them.
So we alluded to this a little bit earlier, Dan, was on AOC show 186, investing in construction's digitized future. And that was with our good friend, Dr. Ray Levitt, who is the smartest person we know. And in fact, we asked Ray what his secret was. And Ray said he tries to surround himself with people who are smarter than him. And if you go back and listen to that, Devin's my response to that was, Ray, that's a heck of a lot easier for Devin and me than it is for you. So, but it's, I can understand why Ray, you know, was taken with you, Dan, because you're well-spoken, you're compelling. And you really, like, I took some notes when you were talking earlier, you know, about the digital design agency in New York. I mean, you have a perfect background, right? You bring in experts from different disciplines, you're multidisciplinary. That is the name of the AEC industry, right? It's like, we're like symphonies, right? And you need these conductors who can come in and have everybody playing at the right time. And sometimes on a work site, that's the last thing you hear is beautiful classical music, you know? The other thing you've got is the problem solving process, right? Which you learned in your background through graphic design. And you know, I've always been a big believer that if you understand the problem solving process, you really can go almost into any field. Because you understand the basic components of gathering information and then how you solve that, how you solve that process. So that's kind of a long preamble to jump into a question for you, which is, you know, Ray spoke of this investment in digitized construction. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what Ray saw with you and your partner in Toggle around digitized construction? And then also sort of their investment mission and belief by Blackhorn Ventures. Can you talk a little bit about how you guys came together and had money invested by BV?
Sure. Well, you know, it was a long courting process with Toggle and Blackhorn. And, you know, I think that fits into this question about digitizing construction because construction is a very difficult process to change. You know, you talked about the idea of a symphony and, you know, I think that, you know, you can't just pull out a single piece without it impacting, you know, the guy to your right and the girl to your left. It all has to fit together, you know, it has to weave together and be harmonious. And so, you know, I think that what that often means is, you know, it's a slow process. You have to spend a lot of time listening and observing and talking to the experts and understanding why, you know, why are we doing things a certain way? And if we have an idea for a better way to do things, how is that going to fit back into the process? You know, so that we're not disrupting, you know, everyone around us who's also trying to do a job on the construction site or on a project. And all of this has to happen before your product can become digital. Because really once you're building a digital product, you're building software and you're building hardware, you know, despite everything, you know, I've said about flexibility, you have to make sure that you're building the right thing. You know, for the right purpose and that it's got the right experience for your customer or for the person who's using that technology. And so I think that what Ray and his colleagues at Blackhorn, you know, were able to do with Toggle is really follow us through that process, you know, from a very early stage. I think my first conversation with Ray's team was when we were in that facility that I mentioned at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, really just experimenting, you know, with a concept. And we spoke to them, you know, every few months for, you know, maybe 2 or 3 years actually, tracking our progress and sharing, you know, the new insights, the new ideas that we had and what we were building. And yeah, I mean, it took, you know, it took a lot of pitches to convince Ray and his team that we were onto something at Toggle. But I think that as he saw us develop, our approach really clicked with Blackhorns, and that's what ultimately worked.
Well, I think I was going to ask you a question, kind of how you met Ray, but you did cover that. In our audience, we're going to have some people out there that are VCs that are listening, and also entrepreneurs with ideas. What advice would you give those folks, either that are looking for funding or are looking to give funding, to say, "Hey, I've got a great idea. How do I reach out to these people?" And the reason I bring that up is, you know, Ray's based in Palo Alto and Stanford. You're in New York, right? And you're hanging at Pratt Institute. What would you advise these folks to do in order to get in front of the right people who could make that dream reality?
One of the things that worked really well for us at Toggle was we participated in an accelerator program. And the one that we participated in was called UrbanX, and it was really fantastic. It really helped us to advance our product and our business model quite a bit. But one of the things it also really did was help us to network into venture capital investment and make a lot of those introductions. And so I would, from my experience, I would really encourage certainly anyone that's a founder of a company and building a company to go out and look for, these accelerator programs, which are really everywhere now, and they're both virtual and as well as anchored to particular locations. So there's really a lot of great ones out there. I think that's really, really critical. If you're not already plugged into the investment community. And then, from the investor perspective, I think investors do know where to look, by virtue of their job. They're in the right places looking for founders. But I think that there's been a special category of investor that we've been able to connect with, which are the ones that aren't afraid of the harder, more complicated, less sexy stuff. And I think Rebar definitely fits into that. I think investors are always trying to find, the thing that no one else is thinking about. And construction is full of that stuff. I mean, there's just so many really difficult but really valuable challenges and opportunities in construction. So I hope that more investors will continue to look in this space.
Well said. I think about the focus, and the riches and the niches, but it's such a massive thing that you're talking about. And there's so many ideas from that, but the power of focus, right? Matt, anything else you'd add to that?
Yeah, I was just going to say that, Dan, that's really wise what you're saying. There, in the Denver metro area, there are a couple of organizations. One's called MADE. Another one is Audio Boom, which is around digital branding and marketing. And then there's TechStars, which has now gone national, but that was started in Boulder with Bradfeld and other folks. So, yeah, wise to look and see what resources do you have in your community that are accelerators.
Yeah. So Dan, can you talk a little bit more about how does Toggle fit into the construction value chain overall and really kind of get in the weeds a little bit for us?
Sure. Yeah. Happy to. I mean, this is a question we also get asked a lot by investors, in particular, especially if, they're not coming from a construction background. And so where Toggle fits in is sort of a unique hybrid, because traditionally rebar is placed in the field, manually on the construction site. And because we're working with it offsite, we're sort of somewhere in between a rebar fabricator and a field installer. And so from a practical standpoint, our customers often fall into those two kind of categories. We will work with rebar fabrication companies that are supplying the cut and bent bar already, and we're doing assembly for them on behalf of their customers. Or we're occasionally also working with the next contractor closer to, the GC itself. And in some cases, the GC itself, if they're self-performing their concrete. So that tends to be like a concrete sub, or a GC, or in renewables and utility and infrastructure work, there's also a category called EPC, or an engineering procurement construction firm. So our customers can be any of those types of companies. But generally, you know, it's really anyone that, you know, is currently trying to manage a workforce that has to place rebar and install rebar. And we find that if your business has to do that, it's probably a challenge for you for a number of reasons. And so Toggle can provide a lot of value, you know, in terms of making that process more efficient, more productive, you know, safer, more cost effective, you know, all of these benefits.
So Dan, one of the things, you know, that Devin and I have talked about is, and we've heard this reinforced by multiple people we've talked to on the AOC podcast, that, you know, disruptors are going to come from outside the AEC space, because all of us who are deeply embedded in the space, we know what we know. And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes that's not good. But you look at Toggle's, you know, current offering, it's, you know, it's pretty supply chain building block, you know, market specific, somewhat localized, you know, now in the New York area. Without giving too much away of your business strategy moving forward, just generally though, does Toggle have any other similar offerings or profit centers that it wants to solve or investigate here moving into the future?
Well, for the immediate future, you know, I think our strategy is really focused around serving construction projects in as many markets as we can. And so that is a geographic reach thing. And we've thought a lot about, you know, how can we, you know, not go on a construction site, because we talked about, you know, why we don't want to be on the site itself, but how can we be near to construction sites? How can we go to other markets and, you know, pop up a facility there while a big construction project is happening for, you know, 6, 12, 18 months, and then pack it up and go on to the next, you know, job. So that's a possibility that we're looking closely at. And then, you know, as far as adjacent opportunities and services and products and that sort of thing, you know, I think it goes back to this idea that, you know, we're really doing digital fabrication, or, you know, robotic assembly of construction, you know, materials and components. And I think that's, you know, going to be a theme in the construction industry for the future, where, you know, we're looking at, you know, components that are manufactured and they're standardized up to a point, but then they have to be assembled in a particularly special or specific way, you know, custom way for, you know, one job to the next. And I think there's a lot going on in that space of, you know, how do you assemble these materials, you know, efficiently and often offsite, so that they can then be put together into place on the job site itself.
Yeah. And so we've been talking about, you know, digitizing and humanizing. I think that's been a fascinating conversation. We just finished a podcast with Be Public Prefab, and I loved their answer that we're going to get up to Dan next. But when we asked them, was that one thing? And he said, humans. And I thought that was such a good answer of all the, and so, yeah, it's not just digitizing. It's not just a computer. It's not just the humans, especially in these hybrid products like putting rebar and concrete and all that together. But I'm curious, can you talk a little bit? You talk about offsite versus onsite, and you say no about the robots on the construction site. So how do you get the product to the construction site?
We get it there by truck. You know, it goes on the back of a flatbed truck, you know, 40, 50, 60 feet long. And we stack up our rebar cages, is what we usually call them. And we can typically deliver anywhere from 300, sometimes up to 600 miles. And, you know, we've really tested that distance, you know, because the efficiency of our assembly process allows us to spend, you know, a little bit more on trucking. And so we've actually gone as far away from home base as Toronto, up in Ontario, Canada. And so, you know, we're optimistic that, you know, with a handful of facilities, maybe less than 10 facilities, we could, you know, really service a big swath of North America.
Awesome. So we got a lot of great perspectives. As we go to close this thing out, ask the same questions. And I'm really excited to ask these questions for someone who has come in from a graphic design background and now having all these conversations with all the warriors of the art of construction and all the awesome people on the VCs, like Dr. Ray Levitt. What is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction?
Well, I think there really is going to be a lot more push toward modular and prefab, but not necessarily to the detriment of architecture of design. But I think that we're going to, you know, look at construction more and more as a process that combines manufacturing with with bespoke craftsmanship and assembly. And you know, more and more products will be manufactured or prepared off the site, and you know, the on-site process will become more of an assembly job or snapping together parts. I think that the digital side also opens up a lot of new ways to do things and a lot of new design possibilities that that weren't possible with traditional trades and technologies. So, I think that we're going to get more efficient at building, and there's going to be an even bigger menu of, ways and materials and styles and things that we can build. So I think it's very exciting. And, I hope that as a result of all of this, efficiency and productivity does go up, because ultimately, we want these projects, whether they're housing or transportation or energy or what have you, we want those projects to be, relatively fast and affordable and high quality for the communities that are building them and that need them. And I think that's something that, construction really has an opportunity to improve and deliver.
Gold, man, gold. Close us out, Dan. What is that one thing for the contractors and affiliates to go out there and crush it and grow their business to think about?
Well, I mean, it's still very much a service, business, right? I mean, construction is still, people working with people and building things for people. And so, I think that what's worked really well for us is to just remember that, service and our customer experience is really critical. And, in construction, there's always, something more, there's always something unexpected. And so, you if you can just go the extra mile for your customer and just get it done, or make it a little easier on them, or do the thing that you didn't plan to do, but it's going to make the project a success, I think that's a really critical mindset to have, and it's definitely something that we're big on at Toggle, and I think our customers appreciate us for that.
Love it, man. Dan, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story.
My pleasure. Thank you both. Thanks, Devin. Thanks, Matt.
Matt, as we close this thing out, there's so many things my mind is racing with, picking up from where we left off with Mr. Levitt. But where I start to think about, it's hard to change hybrid components where you have rebar and cementitious products, but then you have this whole movement of sustainability and these solar and all these connections coming. But when I hear his story of taking the robots after they built a analog rebar tying facility, you can now all work together and build this repeatable art of construction kit of parts that you're talking about, Matt. What's your take?
Yeah, just as impressed as I am with the product and the process, I'm even more impressed with Dan as a person. And I think the thing that everybody needs to listen to on this podcast is the fact, like you mentioned, they went in, they created a scenario and a situation where it was done the way it was always done. But then it's someone with fresh eyes who's coming in from completely outside the industry, looking at that process the way it's always been done and saying, hey, it doesn't have to be done that way and it can be reimagined. I think Dan is going to be the first in a long lineage of people that we're going to be talking to who are going to come in and say, hey, I've got an idea and I've got a fresh look at something, and we'll need to consider that.
Yeah. And he talked about it like, yeah, we can all point out the obvious. Construction sites are a mess. Job sites are a mess and there's not enough people on them. Right. So you have to figure out what you do best on site versus off site and figure out those riches in the niches. Right. And I heard it a couple of times on the conversation, the symphony, right? Bill Allen with the Evolve Lab taught us about the data drop chasm, and he talks about how you play all working together on playing a song or a movie of all this stuff coming together. You don't just show up and throw up, right? to the symphony is the output of all the hard work. And so you have to have these right humans building it first before you go build it digital, but then you can start augmenting that. Like, to me, that's the secret sauce of what they did right. When he said, we started off by building a traditional rebar tying plant, knowing beginning with the end in mind was all about having and augmenting that, Matt.
You know, the other thing that jumped in my mind, Evan, as you were talking is the movie Fantasia, you know, with Walt Disney. And the reason I bring that up is it starts out with Leonard Bernstein, right? And you've got the New York Philharmonic Symphony doing their thing. And then all of a sudden, you have the animators that are starting to create these images and things that are happening with the music. And I think that's really what Toggle is doing. You know, Toggle's heard the music, they've been on the job site, they've seen it, and they're creating this beautiful new music that is going to come in and allow people to perform as part of the construction symphony in a more effective way.
Yeah. And you toggle, like, give them a, bring them in a little bit first. And that's what, you know, it was fun talking with Dan, because he would say, well, let's get into and really understand like how it works today, but how we can augment and work together. And it, on the pre-interview is a really, it was such a great answer that I have to talk about a little bit. If we were talking about how Dan met Ray, and he's like, there isn't just one thing. It was years and years of working with Ray and his team, and Ray following us from the experiments. And that's a super important thing for us to hear, Art of Construction Tribe, is that yes, there are a few unicorns that shine overnight, but most of them take a while. And it boils down to the companies that are saying, you know what, I am going to crush it when it comes to putting rebar on a truck and getting it to the job site and have the right human stitch it together and take these assemblies and taking the digital twin and actually making the more important thing match that digital twin, which is the physically built project. And that's what we're all working together. And boy, we need a lot more toggles out there like Dan, because boy, they get it when they come in from a, and this is a first person from a marketing graphics background that is like giving me so many good perspectives and things to think about. Don't forget, we're all in the relationship to help each other build better buildings, right, Matt?
Exactly, Devin. I think well said.
Awesome. Crush it out there, Tribe. Another great podcast. Thanks, Blackhorn Ventures and Ray and the team for introducing us to Dan and Toggle. And check us out on the message board. We'll have all the show notes where you can get involved with them. These are the companies you got to be watching out for there, Tribe. Crush it out there.